Welcome to our latest episode of Barry Broadcast. I'm Liz Garvey.
And I'm Beth Parker.
And today we will be discussing the important questions to answer when thinking about refinancing. We have as guest today, Donna McEwen, who works for Mortgage Network. Thanks for joining us, Donna. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, thanks for having me. I am a senior loan officer at Mortgage Network. We are a very large privately held mortgage company headquartered in Danvers, Mass, with offices all up and down the East Coast, and we lend nationally. We do residential mortgages for purchase loans and refinance loans. So we help people who are purchasing or refinancing a primary residence home, second home, investment property. We're a direct lender, which means that we borrow directly from the Fed and we pretty much handle everything in-house.
Great. Thank you, Donna. So since interest rates are at historic lows, now is a great time to see if refinancing makes sense for you.
So the first step is to look at what the current terms of someone's mortgage are. So this is going to be the length of the loan, the interest rate, and whether it's a fixed or variable rate, and then also what the current monthly payment is.
So Donna, when does it make sense to refinance?
So I think it's more about why they're refinancing, which triggers when to refinance. So Liz, you just hit on a few of the important points when you talk about the terms of the loan. If it's okay, I'll just jump into why people refi and kind of give you my 2 cents. Does that work?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, great. So one of the main reasons is just to simply get a lower interest rate and reduce monthly payments. Most people have rates in the 3s and 4s right now, and we've been refiing lately in the mid 2s to low 3s, depending on the type of loan you have. So that is one of the reasons. Another thing to consider is whether you have an adjustable rate mortgage or an ARM versus a fixed rate. So by nature, an adjustable rate mortgage, the rate adjusts every certain amount of time. And so there might be some benefits to that, but there are also some risks. Most people who have ARMs now did them because the interest rates were lower, more attractive. But right now, you could probably refi most ARMs and do a fixed rate loan for almost the same or lower interest rate than you have on the ARM. So it's a great time to do that. Get the low rate locked in for the long term and get rid of the variability. That's another reason. A third reason that people are refining is to simply shorten the term of their loan. So they may have done a 30-year fixed, and now they want to go to a 20 or a 15 with some of their principal having been paid down already and lower interest rates. Sometimes you can shorten the term of the loan and still have your monthly payment stay about the same and shave years off of paying. So that's worth evaluating if you're in that kind of situation. I would say a final reason would be if you have a home equity line of credit or a home equity loan and you're interested in combining the loans together, because home equity lines generally vary with the market. So another reason there would be to combine the loans to a nice low rate. And I've had people saving anywhere from $100 a month to, I had somebody recently saving $700 a month between their two loans. So it's crazy what opportunities are out there now with rates as low as they are.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference. Thank you.
Huge difference. Yep, huge.
So Donna, how about equity? Is there a minimum amount needed to refinance?
So for a conforming loan, which would have a maximum loan amount of $510,400, because that's a nice round number, you have to have at least 5% equity to do a rate and term refinance, which means not taking any cash out. If you want to take cash out, the maximum loan to value ratio or the maximum amount, the minimum amount of the equity that you would need is 20% with the amount of cash out that you're getting built in there. So, you know, if your loan is a certain amount and you're adding $100,000 to it, you want to take that total loan and divide that into your, the value of your home. And for a cash out refi, that cannot exceed 80%. So you would have to have 20% equity.
Okay, great. And Donna, what is included in the closing costs when someone refinances?
Let's see. So all the costs that it takes to actually get the loan done. So there is title search that the attorney does. There are recording fees. There's an underwriting and processing fee. Lender's title insurance you have to get fresh every time you refi. And that's generally, that's actually a big part of the closing cost. It's $1.65 per thousand of the loan amount. In general, if you add up all the closing costs, they're roughly give or take 1% of the amount of the loan. The other thing that happens at closing is not necessarily closing costs because it's not an actual cost of getting the loan done, but you do have to lay out some interest for the month in which you're closing, and then you skip your next mortgage payment. And you also have to lay out probably, I would say, on average 5 months worth of real estate taxes, possibly some homeowners insurance to build your new escrow account. And then within 30 days of closing, you get your escrow balance refund back from your current loan. So even though that's money that between the interest and the escrow deposits, it's money that you're laying out. It's not really a cost because then you're skipping a payment and getting the refund back. So I don't really include that in cost, but and either the closing costs or the interest in escrows, you almost always have the opportunity to add that to your loan amount, so you don't have to actually bring money out of pocket as long as all the ratios work.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you. That was helpful.
And Donna, how does credit score impact a refinance?
So generally speaking, the higher your credit score, the better the interest rate you get. If you're over 740, you're pretty much in the best category for rates, particularly on conforming loans. Some jumbos, if you have like super high credit, it might give you an extra little bonus. The lower your loan to value ratio is, so if you're loan amount divided by the market value of your home is 60% or lower, then your credit score has very little impact on the rate as long as you don't have horrible, horrible credit. The higher your loan to value ratio goes, so if you're at 80%, then the credit score impacts your rate more.
Okay, great.
So Donna, is it required to refinance with a client's current lender?
Definitely not. But I do think if you had a good experience with your last lender and you trusted them and everything went through the way that they said and the way that you thought, it's a good idea to go back, at least check in with them, see how it feels, check where their rates are. There's no obligation to go back and refi with that person, or that company, but they probably have your application on file from the previous transaction, so it might make things a little bit easier. Some of the paperwork may be able to be reused, but for the most part, you'll probably have to replenish. But it's definitely, in my opinion and my experience, there's a lot of the relationship is important, and the level of trust is important, particularly with this low rate environment that we have right now. Everybody in this business is overloaded, so you want to make sure that you're working with someone who's going to take care of you, because locking in a great low rate and then not being able to reach the person or dealing with someone online or something like that can be tricky. And before you know it, your rate expired and you didn't even get it because they didn't do what they were supposed to do. So I would say good to go back and check, but there's no obligation.
Okay, great. And what documentation is typically required in order to qualify for a mortgage?
So laundry list would be 2000, if it's a conforming loan again, 2019 W-2, 1 month's worth of most recent pay stubs, 2 months worth of most recent checking savings statement. And then for the property, we would need most recent mortgage statement, real estate tax bill, and homeowner's insurance declaration page. Pretty straightforward, actually, if you're a W-2 conforming loan applicant. If you're doing a jumbo or if you're self-employed, there's a little bit more to it, but not too bad, really, overall.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Donna.
Sure.
So those are some important points to think about when considering refinancing. We would be happy to discuss further if you have any questions, so please feel free to contact us at 888-992-8601.
So thanks for listening to this episode of Barry Broadcast, and you can find our regulatory materials on our website. Thank you.